My name is Megan Beasley. I do the 400 meter hurdles. So I train at Loughborough Uni and I've been doing that since 2008. So I've been here a while. And currently I'm mostly training around the fields by my house. Well, my coach is still sending me the weekly schedule of what we do and he's keeping it pretty similar. So I'm still running on a Monday, Wednesday and a Friday. I do my gym sessions, you know, circuits and whatever I can do in my garden on a Tuesday and a Saturday, and then I do a longer run or a bike ride on a Thursday. So it's keeping me quite in a good routine because that's what I've been doing for the last sort of since September. So it's quite nice to have structure, and I try and do everything first thing when I'd normally train, so then I kind of, it's not too different. So usually at this time of the year I'd be doing starts to hurdle eight, loads of specific things to start getting back into racing, which is nothing I can do. I can't do a start third late. I've got no access to a track. I have no hurdles. I haven't hurdled this entire time. So that's kind of, if there were races going on, that would be very stressful. But because there were no races, I've just accepted that I can't do it. The day we went into lockdown, I messaged my coach and I just said, look, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do 400 straight away, 400 hurdles. The lactic, it's so specific. It's what I've been training for years. So I just said, can we up my endurance, get a bit fit, and might do some 800s when lockdown's over, if it ever does end and we can race, just to give myself something to aim for that I haven't ever trained for. So in theory, I should be able to break my PBs and it'd be a bit more motivating. My coach has been really good about it, so it's not made it stressful for me. So I'm just following what he's doing in the program. He's said, right, what do you have, what facilities do you have, what training equipment do you have, and he's given me training around that rather than me having to constantly find something that isn't quite right. Like if he were to tell me to go and do sort of starts to head late, it's like, well, what am I meant to do? Am I meant to go and find some logs to jump over? Am I meant to go and set this out? Whereas because he's not being stressed about it, it's taken the emphasis off the pressure off me. Well, I had an Achilles issue in January and February, so I had to stop hurdling. I had a few weeks off running, and then probably the week before lockdown, my Achilles got better, just as if it just suddenly said, oh well, we don't have to run now, it's completely fine, it doesn't matter. So luckily I've been able to just completely run and get fit again, because I hadn't, everything I'd done on the bike, and that's not great. I was fit, but it's nice now to feel running fit. I think I'm quite good because I work from home anyway, and I've been doing that since 2016. So I do 20 hours a week working with Power 10. So because I'm used to that kind of life, so I get up, go training, have my lunch, then do my work. That kind of area for me is no different. I always have to sit on my own at home kind of doing my work. So the only thing that's sort of different is the fact that I can't go to the track, and then obviously like going out for food and stuff, which is tough. But luckily my boyfriend is really good at cooking, so he's been doing really cool meals because he's not been at work, he's been furloughed, so it's quite nice. But my dog loves it, my cat is really happy, so it's like a little animal house at the minute. Well, we know that Tokyo should be next year. I'm presuming, well, that's the dates at the moment. I don't know whether I'm lucky or I'm unlucky. I've had two summers in the past, sort of, since I've been an athlete, 2014 and 16, where I didn't compete for most of the summer. So you kind of just train, keep fit, keep going. Like I enjoy training, and I know that people say that, but I just really like it. I don't ever struggle with motivation to go, which is really fortunate for me because I've been in this situation before. But I also know because I've been in this situation before, just from me being injured, that you can come back from this, next year's all more exciting and you enjoy it just as much. You enjoy it even more because you've had it taken away from you and you can appreciate exactly what you have. So I guess because I know that that's going to be the case and I know that everyone will get through this, that I can just see the positives of working on different areas that I wouldn't normally get to have chance to do. Oh, our group's quite good. So we do a Zoom catch up. We've been doing it once a week. So we all get on and it's just half an hour, 40 minutes. Can't go over that anyway. Just talking about what we've been doing, how we've been training. And then the other day we did a circuit together before our gym session. And then I train with Emily Diamond, and I basically message her every day anyway. So it's always nice to have someone that you can speak through every session with. And then I think yesterday the group did yoga, but I was at work, so I couldn't make it. I think I've just appreciated just how easy it is to do things at home. I don't have my gym equipment. I've got a water tube, so you just fill it with like 1 to 10 kilograms worth of water, and I've got 2 med balls and some bands. And it's surprising just how many things you can kind of make do. So I can do deadlifts with that, and then I put a band around it, and I can do things using the band for more resistance. I did order a kettlebell the other day because I felt like I needed a bit more weight, so hopefully that'll be here soon. But I think it's just, you think that you only can train and do everything at a gym, but you can do all these things from home, and it's just kind of quite nice because you get to finish the workout and then have your lunch straight away. I'm quite a big planner of the whole food thing, and I order all the food, so get my deliveries. I've been a 10-year customer for Sainsbury's delivery, so unfortunately, because I am that, they still deliver to me because I'm on their list. So I've been getting kind of weekly deliveries anyway. And then I like HelloFresh. I just buy it all the time at the minute, so that's quite healthy and it's varied. So I'm getting that delivered on a Saturday as well, so I think that helps. And then James is quite understanding of the food, so today I had like a rice salad-y spicy meal. It was really nice for lunch when I got home from the track. Well, not the track, the cricket pitch I've been training on. I have a little dog. She's kind of a 5 kilogram fluffy white bull, and she's been kind of getting into my training program with me. So we've been doing hills together and runs along the cricket pitch. She absolutely loves it. I've never seen her so happy. She'll be kind of just darting to and from. She'll, even on when I'm walking back, she's like running to run. So she's been quite good. It's like motivating to have somebody there at the end of each rep because she gets tired and lies on the floor too.